From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The leading 10 U.S. Republican Party candidates looking to become the country's next president held their first debate Thursday night. In the two-hour session, many topics were covered, including foreign policy. VOA correspondent Jim Malone reports.
What's clear from this first Republican debate is that foreign policy issues are going to continue to dominate the campaign debate for 2016. Not only terms of issues such as the Iran nuclear deal and how to confront and counter the Islamic State in the Middle East, but also tying the legacy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama together as a critique of the Obama administration's foreign policy. A number of the Republican contenders were sharply critical of the Iran nuclear deal. Some even said that on the first day in office, that would be one of the things they would change. They would terminate that deal right away. Some also called for troops going into the Middle East to confront the Islamic State. So all in all, plenty of indications that foreign policy will remain a hot topic in the campaign debates to come. Covering the 2016 campaign from the VOA newsroom, I'm Jim Malone, VOA News.
U.S. President Barack Obama's effort to sell the Iran nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress has been dealt a serious setback, with one of the president's top allies, Senator Chuck Schumer, coming out against the pact. After deep study, careful thought, and considerable soul-searching, I've decided I must oppose the agreement and will vote yes on a motion of disapproval, said Senator Schumer in a statement late Thursday. Secretary of State John Kerry, one of the architects of the nuclear accord, said he was profoundly disappointed in the decision. This is VOA News. Suspected Islamist militants have attacked two hotels in central Mali, killing five Malian soldiers and taking a number of hostages. Kamane Kane, governor of the Mopti region, tells VOA French to Africa that the soldiers were killed as gunmen attacked the Debo and Blabos hotels Friday in the town of Sévère. The governor says the Malian army was able to rescue four French hostages, but that one Ukrainian and one South African are still inside the buildings. The Malian army was waiting for a French SWAT team from the capital Bamako to arrive and intervene. Islamist militants remain active in northern and central Mali, despite the presence of UN peacekeepers. A French-led military force ousted Islamist groups from power in northern Mali in 2013. The groups had seized power in the north after a military coup in Bamako in 2012. Pakistan insisted on Friday that the Afghan peace and reconciliation process is ongoing and that the death of the leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency, Mullah Omar, has only caused a temporary pause. In a policy statement in the National Assembly, the defense minister again dismissed allegations that the reclusive Taliban chief's death occurred in Pakistan. I want to reiterate that Mullah Omar neither died nor was he buried in Pakistan, he said. Afghan authorities last week disclosed that Omar died in a hospital in the Pakistani city of Karachi in April of 2013. The Taliban has chosen Omar's deputy, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, as its new leader. And the U.S. media are reporting that hackers based in Russia penetrated the email network of the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff, leading to a two-week shutdown of the system. Media outlets quoted Pentagon officials who confirmed the cyber attack. NBC, which first reported the story, said it was not clear if the attack was sanctioned by Russia's government or was the work of individuals. The attack occurred around July 25th and affected about 4,000 military and civilian personnel. And NBC, quoting unnamed sources, said no classified information was seized or compromised. U.S. President Barack Obama and his family returned to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts Friday for a vacation in which he is likely to spend some time playing golf. No official public events are on the agenda, as President Obama, his wife Michelle, and daughters Molly and Sasha spend more than 2 weeks vacationing in the resort island, according to officials. The president is traveling with a group of aides who will brief him on national and international events. Although the president is taking a break from Washington, he has to interrupt his vacation in the past because of domestic events. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.